This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and a special shout-out to America's truckers that keep the products moving coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way, and we're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, for more information. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do mean under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, boy, we need to get back to that ASAP, Kyle.
Well, and how, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Columbia University in New York City, right?
Yeah, right.
They're mandating that for the students to come back to school in the fall, they're going to have vaccinations to get on campus.
Yeah, we're hearing about this with other universities as well, so I think this is going to be the norm or the expectation. Right now, I think you've got a lot of college age kids. They're studying. They may even be in person on site, but they're having a lot of Zoom classes, as it were. So I think you're finding that since the vaccinations are becoming available and they're typically being opened up to people of all ages over 16 at this point,
right,
that will be a requirement, similar to other vaccinations at this point that you have to have in order to go to school.
All right, and we're going to go to the telephone lines. We've got someone in Kentucky on the line, so here we go. Good morning, Kentucky. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. It's Pat. Hi, Kyle. How are you? This question is for Kyle. Have you heard anything about the Bitcoin? Because they're billing that to be that they're saying that it may go up higher than gold or silver. But I've also heard that they're programming in an expiration date for that, and wouldn't that allow them to control your money?
Okay, we'll answer that. The problem with Bitcoin is, yes, it has gone up dramatically, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
But it also drops like a rock every now and then.
Right.
And it doesn't have any steady course to it, if you will. It's up, and then it's down, it's up, it's down. For example, I think it was Monday, Bitcoin was down 14% from what it was the week prior. And if you're buying Bitcoin to try to make money, and you're buying at the higher end, your the money you made, you're going to turn around and lose. And it, there's too many variables there. But as far as our country making it any type of currency, no, they're not. But I'll tell you who's trying to and thinking seriously about it, and that's the United Kingdom.
Well, right, and there are other ways, yeah, you can use Bitcoin from what I understand of it, but you're right, Captain, it did, I think, plummet just over the last few days or so, and there are warnings by some of these experts who are thinking that it's a bubble, basically, that's getting ready to burst. So it sounds risky in, in the grand sense, so I think we have to see more how this plays out over time. To know really where the ups and downs of it are going to be.
Yeah, and let's see. Venmo is letting users buy and sell and hold cryptocurrencies. That's part of what we're talking about there. I was trying to see if I could find it here where it said what it did. That apparently was yesterday or over the weekend or something. Okay, so let's see here. Let's see who's on the phone now. Is this you again, Pat?
Yes, it is. My concern with that, and it's not for myself because I don't buy Bitcoin, but if they're billing it that it's going to go up more than gold or silver, and people in America, if they're trying to devalue our dollar, if they've put in an expiration date, that could break people very quickly.
Well, that's true. And here's the thing. It's like rolling dice on a table in Las Vegas.
Yes.
All right.
And that's what I just wanted to find out if you knew anything about that. If they didn't, then people would know.
No.
No.
All right. Thank you. All right. Yeah, because the dollar is still the almighty powerful thing here in the United States, and that's not going to change anytime soon. By the way, do you know who Greta Thunberg is?
Yeah, she's the young girl, the climate activist. Yeah.
Well, get this one. She's saying it's completely unethical for the rich countries to vaccinate young and healthy people because they should be giving it to the poorer countries.
Well, you know, she can, that's her opinion. But, of course, I think even the president would probably think that, no, we got to get our country vaccinated so that we can move forward and then help others.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, call the show like you just heard Pat did. Kathy's going to give you the phone number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Autoglass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you, me, moi, the Captain, Matt Bruce. Now, they'll handle your insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. And you get a lifetime warranty plus $100 put right in the palm of your hand once they finish the service. Now, in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Daytona Beach and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you to get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yes, I know that voice. Or I was going to say I can name that tune. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, there's an actor out there, and these actors need to concentrate on their acting. That is, if they can get a job and if the latest movie they're making hasn't been canceled because it was going to be in Georgia or whatever. But there's an actor by the name of Wendell Pierce who came out and said, a racist police state is now becoming the norm across America. Really?
Well, you know, that's maybe his opinion, but we just saw a guilty verdict, a clean sweep by the prosecution against Derek Chauvin, the ex-police officer. And, again, what one would hope is that it would show that if somebody does something wrong, then there are consequences for that. And that would seem to indicate that it's not a racist police state kind of a thing. But unfortunately what we do see though, is you do have certain leadership, within the, some disparate groups that want to have more intimidation by you know, thuggery, essentially, or going, you know, threatening like Maxine Waters did, you know, trying to scare people, you know, give us a guilty verdict or else. I mean, that's pretty intimidating. That's not the way we should conduct ourselves. But yet, I thought the Derek Chauvin verdict showed that. You're good. And by the way, on the jury, there were white people and minority people. And so, honestly, I can't imagine that this particular person wouldn't be saying today was a step forward or something like that.
Yeah. And finally, as we end the news discussion for a little while anyway, the Daily Mail has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google over a search engine censorship. When you go there to look for the Daily Mail, which is a news service, you won't find them.
Well, again, these are very interesting questions because, again, these big tech, whether it's the big social media or big search engines, they become ubiquitous. They really become... Or used as really what amounts to a public utility. So is it fair to...
Well, if they want to be the telephone company is regulated, so let's regulate them.
See, that's exactly right. Because, for example, when you sign up to get a phone, the phone company, you know, you don't have to ask the phone company, now, what can I talk about when I use your telephone? You know, that doesn't exist.
The weather.
Well, exactly. Or that somehow the phone company would say, well, I don't want you talking about certain subjects, so we'll cancel your plan if you talk about that, because obviously that would be ridiculous. But yes, regulation would seem to be the thing that would come down the pike at this point.
Now, I've got a couple of emails here I want to read because they pertain to some of the subjects I've been talking about lately. And We talked extensively last night about the school board and about people running for the school board. That's where we should start, at the bottom end of the spectrum, school board, and getting people in there that will actually turn these schools around the world. They'll start teaching things instead of indoctrinating people.
Well, exactly right. And if they were to do that, then again, we'd be raising up a generation that would be able to think for themselves, think clearly, and think critically, actually, is the word I'm looking for, to be able to analyze things, to be able to make an argument. You know, when I was in college, the professors at that time said, look, you've got to be able to make an argument for something. You know, I may not agree with it, or your friend may not agree with it, but make a good one. And that's where you learn how to be able to communicate.
All right, well, let me get to the first email here, because it's from somebody named Sam in Denver, Colorado, listens to us on 710 The Answer, which is one of our Salem affiliates. And he says to me, he says, great show, Captain. Appreciate you keep me going through the night, every night, six nights a week. And as you and Kyle and others have said, the taxpayers and I have paid through the nose for our Marxist government-run schools to indoctrinate our children for the past 30 years or so without raising holy hell. Well, the time has come to do just that and to put our people on the school board and get rid of the Marxists that are over there now trying to indoctrinate our kids. Too much chasing the dollar and turning a blind eye to what's been creeping slowly but surely into our lives, a little here, a little there, not really in our faces until it's too late. Parents cater to their kids. We want it to be the best when it comes to disciplining and self-setting examples around the country, and we don't need the school to tell everybody that we're doing a bad job as parents when we do the very level best we can. Thanks for being there. This is our outcome. We the people will prevail.
Well, that's a great letter from Sam. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing. Way back then, you know, 50 years ago, basically, approximately, this is when you started seeing a lot of these infiltrations into the education system. And and they do play a long game. They're not trying to take you over by next Tuesday, but if you give them 45 or 50 years, they will make real substantive changes in the society and in the education system. And now we're seeing that coming to fruition in many respects.
Yeah, and then we got one here from Fred in Salina, Kansas, and he listens to us on iHeart. He says, they say the next war will be a technical war. I say, Bo, what would China gain by having high tech when they have over 1 billion people to fight a war? This country is feminizing most of the males with the divorce rate so high. What's the incentive for men to want to fight and die? Government is pushing for more women to be in charge. Women have been taking over the media, Hollywood movies. If a war does break out, who's going to fight that war? Millions of men have died fighting American wars, and women replace those men. Today, women do not want to be mothers and more. Look at the abortion rate. They want to be the men. Well, okay, that's his opinion.
Yeah, that's his opinion. But in a grander sense, for example, with the Chinese government, I do believe that they have a particular bent to want to be in charge of everything, you know, basically.
Yeah.
And they work to those ends in many respects.
All right,
they may not get there, but they're working.
And then my final letter is from FH in New Orleans, Louisiana, listening to us over there on the radio. We have an affiliate over there. He says, you can trust a communist to be a communist. Use the 10th Amendment. You're absolutely right. Nullification is what we need. You've been right on the mark ever since you started talking about it. Use the second for the last. And those of us who know war would not willingly foist it on anybody. Pray mightily and continuously. We're close to end times. Hoorah! Semper Fi, a Marine. Gotta be.
Oh, that's exactly right. With the Semper Fi. You
yeah,
got that right.
Gotta be. All right, and those are just, and I got a couple more letters. I might read them a little bit later, but those are some of the letters that we got here in the last few days that caught my attention. And if you want to have your letter read, you got to put something up on the subject line that makes it interesting for me to look at. Otherwise, I usually whiz past them because I get so many letters and emails. I try to answer most of them. They're answered, some of them, automatically. But if I find one that's really good, then we'll read it on the air.
Absolutely. No, we get a lot of great messages, and people are always writing to you, Captain. So that's really cool.
Yeah, I get tens of thousands of emails a month and thousands every week, and sometimes I get 1,000 or more every day. It just all depends on the subject and who's talking.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
All right. Well, you know, folks, we're getting ready to take a break here, and I will tell you that this portion of the program, of course, always brought to you by a different corporate sponsor and whatnot. We've got a lot of great ones out there. So when we come back, we're going to tell you about the Two Guys Gun Shows and where I'm going to be on Saturday. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Bye, Shaka. Bye, Shaka.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder in the death of George Floyd.
We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
He was also found guilty of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Chauvin's bail was immediately revoked, and a sentencing hearing will be held in 8 weeks. After the verdict was announced, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison addressed George Floyd's family, thanking them for patience in a difficult time.
Over the last year, the family of George Floyd had to relive again and again the worst day of their lives when they lost their brother, their father, their friend. I'm profoundly grateful to them for giving us the time we needed to prosecute this case. They have shown the world what grace and class and courage really look like.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire. Kids and teens.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. I certainly will. By the way, most of you know by now that I am a spokesman for the Two Guys Gun Shows that are here in Florida, and I travel with them, and when they move around, I move around with them. And this weekend, they're coming up to Brooksville to the Hernando County Fairgrounds Saturday and Sunday. Now, I'll be making a personal appearance there Saturday, so if you want to see me, come on by Saturday from 9 o'clock till about 2 o'clock, maybe 3, depends on how I feel. And we will be there, and we'll shake your hand, and if you want to take some pictures and stuff like that, we always are happy to do that as well. And that will be at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, so right there on US 41, just north of the airport. So it's easy to find, just south of the great small city of Brooksville. A lot of great friends up there, a lot of wonderful people that I've known for several years, and every time we go up there, we make new friends. And remember, at one time, I was on the station up there doing middays from 9 o'clock in the morning until 12 noon, did very well, filled in for the legendary Bob Hay while he was getting cancer treatments, and that was a lot of fun. And we want to say hello to all our folks there. So Saturday, this coming Saturday and Sunday, the gun show will be both days, 9 to 5 on Saturday with the concealed carry class starting at 2. And then Sunday, 9 to 3 with the concealed class starting at 1. Now, to sign up for that before you get up there and make sure you have a spot, go to the website twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com.
and sign up for the concealed carry class. You'll be glad you did, because last weekend some people got turned away because it was too late and the class was full. But you sign up for it ahead of time and you'll be in it, and that takes care of that. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Space Force is making news right now because a lot of other branches of people are trying to transfer to the Space Force, which they're getting a lot of requests right now because a lot of those guys and gals want to be up there in outer space floating on one of those platforms looking down with the hypersonic weapons protecting the United States and the world.
Well, I suppose so, and but there's also a lot of earthbound things that they can do, especially in the sense that it's a pretty much a brand new, obviously a brand new a branch of the military, and they'll be able to be a big part of how this all gets, you know, put together, and literally, as they say, get in on the ground floor of something.
Now, the House yesterday passed the State Department cybersecurity legislation. It'll be interesting to see how all of that plays out.
Well, right. I mean, this is a. I mean, when we look at what would happen in, with the Space Force, for example, with satellite warfare, space warfare, certainly any kind of future war is going to include things in outer space having to do with our satellites, GPS, that kind of stuff. And obviously, others, you said weapons platforms, that's a big deal. But also cybersecurity is also on the forefront of all this, because if you can hack into systems, if you can disrupt cities or countries, that's something that absolutely has to be taken care of.
Well, make no mistake about it, aliens, and yes, they're talking about aliens now, clandestine U.S. organizations in China and Russia can definitely do a lot of harm to us and national security with the cyber world, and they are definitely gearing up for that and are watching all the time as to what's going on.
Well, that's right. And never before have we been so connected. Never before have we had been so vulnerable in terms of information. Even back in the days of World War II, this was obviously not even part of the paradigm at that point. I mean, you'd actually have to go somewhere, break in, and get into somebody's filing cabinet or something like that.
Uh-huh.
If you're an ocean away, it makes it pretty hard.
Yeah, uh-huh, I say.
Yeah, but nowadays, and this is why, countries like China, for example, they're very committed to these kinds of things.
Now, little Dr. Fauci was talking about the J&J shipments and having them ready to go again by the end of the week. European Union beat them to it. They're restarting their shipments right now of J&J, the vaccine, despite the rare blood clot risk. And even though they connected the dots a little bit stronger, the numbers are so low as to like 0.15 or something like that percent of people actually coming down with blood clots for the people that had the shots, that they're just going to go ahead and continue with the shots.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and they are low in obviously by comparison. I think one of the things that they're looking at is where these blood clots are actually occurring in the body as well. So this is going to be an ongoing thing. But as you said, yeah, they're starting back up, I think, in Europe already. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Remember Michael Cohen, the president's attorney?
Oh, yes, Michael Cohen.
Went to jail?
Yep.
Well, a U.S. judge has rejected this ex-Trump lawyer, Michael Cohen's, bid to end his sentence early.
Interesting. Well, now, of course, Michael Cohen was going to bring down Trump and all that, but, in a way that was different, obviously, than an election.
All he did was bring down himself.
Well, exactly.
So I don't know where any of that will go. By the way, the House did pass a State Department cybersecurity legislation, tightening things up over there, which apparently was needed.
Exactly right. Again, this is such an important aspect of our national security. public utility systems and so forth may be antiquated, but they may still be vulnerable in terms of their computer programs. And certainly, just like we were talking about during the election time, Captain, if you plug one of these voting machines into the internet, well, let's forget about it at that point. You know, now you can't trust it, because it can be attacked. And so hardening facilities and so forth, I think, is a big, big step in the right direction, but also having to be able to monitor it and be able to respond. You remember the other day, Microsoft had that huge problem with its servers and so forth, and so many people were offline. Imagine that on something being done maliciously in that sense, and how far could it really go, and how much would it really disrupt if you couldn't get online to do banking, if you couldn't get online to send messages or get information. It's big time.
Now, AOC and her buddies, the Liberal Dems, and including Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, they introduced the Green New Deal legislation a while ago, and it got shot down, correct?
Yes, more or less, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what?
It's back.
It's back, and they're back. They're going to bring it back up again. They've announced a reintroduction of the Green New Deal. They're going to try to get it through again. Nancy Pelosi said, no, we're not going to do that. We just can't do that in this session of Congress, which means she's promised at least that she's not going to run again for Speaker of the House. Hopefully she won't run again for Congressman or Congresswoman, as the case may be. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of hoping that by the time we get to the 2022 elections, midterm elections, that we're just going to, it's going to be like Kevin McCarthy or something like that's going to become the speaker.
Now, I got to thinking about something with the money that's being given to the Palestine Authority again. You know we're doing that, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. That's big time. Yeah.
It's like we're giving a salary to the terrorists.
Well, again, what the Biden administration is doing is they're coming in and they're upending all the progress that's been made, the first progress that has really been made in the last 25 years under the Trump administration. And they're trying to, I think, just get back to the old ways, keep everything, mess everything up again so that it's always a powder keg. And this is just the wrong-headed approach.
Now,
for what they're doing. It was absolutely.
Yeah. Now, we know about John Durham and his probe, right, his investigation?
Right.
Would you believe that a poll said that one-third of the American public has no idea who John Durham is and what he's doing?
I would believe that. I'm not surprised at that, because it has not been in the news in the sense of that he's a household word kind of a thing, and that's because we haven't had the kinds of leaks that you might have had from the Mueller investigation. everybody knew about that.
Yeah, and here comes the music. So we'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. More with Kyle Warren. Going to take a look at the weather when we come back. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia up there in our great Carrollton, Georgia area, just outside Atlanta a little bit, and just up the road a tad bit. From Fort Benning, Georgia, a big hoo-ah out there to everybody from Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, don't forget also, ladies and gentlemen, that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and the Flying J Truck Stops nearest you. Pull on in there, find out what it's like to be a member of the Drivers Club if you're a driver, or if you're an RVer, maybe you can become a member of the RV Club. And also, you can take advantage of their fuel card there and get great savings. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. So, we are going to start this portion of the program with Brooke Emery's theme song. That's what she wants to call this. You got another thing coming.
Judas Priest, and that's the song that Brooke likes to be brought in with when she comes in and does her segments, and you got another thing coming. When was that one around, Kyle?
Well, that was back in the early 80s, around 82, I think. Yeah.
All righty, but she likes that song, and she wants that to be her song when she comes on, so I'm sending it over to her producer on the weekend, because she has, seriously, has a producer. I'm the producer of my program, and... you know, it gets a little ragged sometimes because when we get buried in here, we get buried. All right, well, I'll tell you what, folks, I got to go to the weather, and it's not pretty. Below normal temperatures are going to continue across most of the country from upper Michigan, upper upstate New York, all the way down into Texas. Well, boy. Now, a strong cold front will sweep through the east on Wednesday with heavy wet snow from the eastern Great Lakes into northern New England and strong thunderstorms with damaging winds in the middle Atlantic states and other parts of the Northeast. The big story, though, will continue to be the well below average temperatures behind the storm system all the way down into Texas and east of the Rockies. Now, there's going to be numerous record low temperatures all through that area. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We'll start in Southern California tonight. We still have that wind advisory going across I-10. If you're in the Cathedral City, Desert Hot Springs, Palm Springs, or Banning areas, you may have some high winds to deal with. Fire weather warning next door in Arizona, covering pretty much all the state, with the exception of some wind advisories up around Flagstaff if you're coming across I-40. But if you're in the Phoenix area, Tucson, you definitely got the fire weather warning. That goes over into New Mexico, over towards Albuquerque, where we have another, you guessed it, wind advisory tonight. Now, but in eastern New Mexico, we've got that hard freeze warning. So if you're coming across I-40 in the area of Tucumcari, also south of I-40, Fort Sumner, Clovis, all the way down to Roswell, you've got that freeze warning tonight, and that that carries on over into Texas.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, from Amarillo all the way down to Midland, Texas, through Lubbock, you've got a freeze warning and or frost warning on down in the metroplex of Dallas, and there's going to be a mixture of snow, wet snow, in a lot of those areas. If you're on I-35 coming north out of Dallas, up through up through Oklahoma, up into Kansas, you're going to be in snow a lot of the way up through there. And you're also going to be able to find a lot more stuff as you progress along. Now, let's not forget that this cold and snow is going to be all the way over into Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, southern Wisconsin, the southeastern corner of, Iowa, and then Nebraska, most of Missouri, a lot of Arkansas right now, and, of course, the lake effect snow machine is kicking in all the way from Toledo to Buffalo to Rochester, all the way down to the Pennsylvania line, and all of upstate New York, north of Syracuse, north of Oneida Lake, now all the way over to Vermont is going to have snow mixed in it. Over on the eastern seaboard, you're going to have a lot of winds in there. You're going to have a fire watch across most of the central part of South Carolina, down into the northeastern corner of Georgia, and it looks like there's going to be some winter weather up in the northern part of Alabama because that snow will be coming across too. All right, well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him and we appreciate you. All right, now calling in on the line, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and I know she's going to have a lot of thoughts about the Chauvin trial. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you think about the Chauvin trial and the way the result came out?
I think the verdicts, maybe 2 of 3, but I'm not convinced of 3 of 3.
Neither is anybody else.
I did not listen to the entire trial. In fact, I'm not even sure I listened to much of the of what was going on in the courtroom. And I think all these other people that have weighed in too, you know, the Hillary Clintons and the Val Demings and whatnot, who all said this was a just verdict, they didn't listen to the whole thing either. So, it was kind of expected. Now the big question is appeal, because you know that there's going to be one. And I think that there necessarily should be because of so many reasons. In the middle of choosing the jury is when they awarded the family with $27 million.
Right.
You know, that the jury was never sequestered until the very end. One person actually lives in Brooklyn Center.
Yeah.
And went
home over the weekend.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for this, for appeal.
Yeah, plus of course, what Waters said is just damning.
Yeah, but we don't know. We don't know if any members of the jury heard that, but you have to assume that because this thing is so high profile, and you don't know what the news media was carrying up there. But anyway, I'm disappointed that this thing, you know, caused demonstrations across the country as it did, which shows you just how big of reach that this case had, including in New York where, you know, some protesters were demanding that white people get out of some restaurant that they were in.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, when we come back, I've got some audio from President Biden and what he had to say. Quote, "We can't stop here," whatever that means. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.